radishes.
Okay. And along with your meat, you might have what? Baked what?
Potato.
Okay.
Mashed potato.
And another kind of potato would be what?
Sweet potato.
Okay. Have you heard of yams?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
None as I know of. Just fixed different, I reckon. One's baked and one's fried, or they're peeled, and maybe. Well, you make souffle out of it too.
Mm-hmm. Just prepared differently. Mm-hmm. What about onions that are, when they're small? What do you have any special name for that?
Spring onions.
Okay. When the skin of an apple gets all dried out, you'd say that that apple has
shriveled.
Okay. See, another kind of vegetable that we haven't mentioned, you'd say, what are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce.
Okay.
Cabbage.
Okay. And you'd say these, using the last term you use, these
cabbage.
Okay, say that again.
These cabbage.
Okay. If you were going, sent somebody to the grocery store for lettuce, you might say, please buy me three
head of lettuce.
Okay. If you have two boys and three girls, you have
five children.
Okay. Would you ever say head of children?
No.
Okay. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
Pass them.
Okay.
Had a ball team.
Right. When you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears is called what?
Shucks.
Okay. And what do you call the corn that's served on a cob?
Corn on a cob.
Okay. What is the thing that grows off out of the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. And what is the stringy stuff that comes out of the
silks?
Okay.
Out of the silks.
You just anticipate my question. What do you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins.
Okay. And what do you call the small little crooked neck vegetable?
Squash. Of course, it's straight necks and straight ones and crooked neck. Yeah. This is special. I mean, you when you plant them, you buy seed crooked neck squash.
Mm-hmm. And is there any name if you dry them?
Not as I know of.
Okay. What kinds of melons can you think of?
Well, there's watermelons and cantaloupe and honeydew melon. That's all.
Okay. Do you know of any other names for cantaloupe or any kinds of melons like that?
Well, a honeydew is just almost it's just a little bigger than a cantaloupe.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard of a muskmelon?
Yeah.
Okay. What are those little umbrella-shaped things that grow up on your lawn when it's real damp or maybe in a cellar?
Mushrooms.
Okay. And are they good to eat?
Some of them are. Some of them are poison.
Okay.
And I don't know the difference. So I don't eat none of them, except out of the can.